Questions of accuracy aside, NPR movie critic Bob Mondello says Fahrenheit 9/11 makes its cinematic case with some well-practiced flourishes.
Michael Moore begins by wondering if the last few years could have been a dream, and then, with his usual flair for comedy and invective, depicts a national nightmare, an election hijacked, a Bush family tied to Saudi oil interests, and a president who, prior to September 11, 2001, was largely ineffective and disengaged.
With everything going wrong, he did what any of us would do. He went on vacation.
Moore illustrates reports that President Bush spent 42% of his first 8 months in office vacationing, with bouncy summer music and shots of him on the golf course, capping the montage with one of those sound bites that earned the president a rep for being steadfast.
We must stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive.
It's that kicker that makes Moore's point, far better than anything he says in the film's voiceovers. Moore has acquired an astonishing assortment of images of the president looking un-presidential. The most damaging is probably from the elementary school photo op Mr. Bush attended on the morning of September 11th. You see an aide whispering to him that the second plane has crashed into the World Trade Towers, and then watch him sitting for 7 endless minutes with the children, reading My Pet Goat. Still, there are plenty of other moments orchestrated into a scathing attack on a presidency Moore depicts as corrupted by cronyism and either out of touch with or simply indifferent to the poor, charges he shows Bush addressing at a white tie dinner.
This is an impressive crowd, the haves and the have-mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base.
Now that is a joke. But Moore knows that there's something about the sea of white ties around the president that makes the image eerie. America, when it pictures the wealthy, say at the Oscars, pictures black tie, not white tie. Bush in his finery looks like a member of a special club, so wealthy that it doesn't even dress like ordinary rich people. Now, is that fair? Of course not. But Moore has no intention of being fair. Fahrenheit 9/11 is an unabashed attack on the administration and on its decision to go to war in Iraq. Much of the time, the filmmaker goes for laughs and mostly gets them, whether with cheap shots or music cues or the movie equivalent of a Tonight Show sketch, as, for instance, when Moore stands on a street corner near the Capitol and waylays congressmen who voted for the war.
Trying to get members of Congress to get their kids to enlist in the Army and go over to Iraq. Congressman? Congressman?
The expressions he gets and the capturing on camera of the Houdini-like moves they use to avoid shaking his hand are vintage Moore. But when the filmmaker turns to the human toll of the war in Iraq, things get more serious. He has war footage far more graphic than has been seen on American TV, haunting visits with once gung-ho soldiers, and a devastating series of interviews with a mother from Moore's hometown. She is very proud of her 2 children in the military, and when she suffers a terrible loss, her anguish makes the final third of the film far more than the sum of Moore's jokes. Nearly all of the data presented in Fahrenheit 9/11 has been reported before, so it's not going to surprise news junkies. Moore's opinions are something else. He's not trying to be neutral or balanced when he suggests dark connections and political motivations. He's denouncing the administration, and he's doing it in a way that seems cinematically effective to me. You'll want to make up your own mind. Fahrenheit 9/11 is going to make audiences laugh and cringe, possibly at different times, depending on their political persuasion, and it will almost certainly leave many of its viewers angry, either at the president or at Michael Moore. I'm Bob Mondello.